From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. A bill that would have created standards for mental health services at Missouri's public universities failed to pass in the 2017 legislative session, but the group behind the bill is now pushing a modified version for the governor's signature. The group Associated Students of the University of Missouri is calling for universities to self-evaluate and self-report how well they are meeting mental health care standards. The Columbia Missourian reports these standards include the average wait time for first visits, how long treatment would be available for, and prevention and outreach services. According to survey data, about 50% of all students across the UM system have experienced anxiety, and 25% said they had experienced major depression. Missouri colleges are extending support to students protected by the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, typically known as DACA. The Columbia Missourian reports that Moberly Area Community College President Jeff Lashley said the college's 14 DACA students are being set up for one-on-one meetings with advisors to help them navigate whatever happens next. This move comes in response to a Tuesday announcement by the Trump administration that DACA will come to an end, the Obama-era program that offers renewable two-year work permits to undocumented immigrants brought into the U.S. as children. The UM system also offered support and guidance for its more than 35 students protected by DACA. Missouri Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson is calling for a special session to deal with health care cuts for older and disabled residents, alongside proposals to punish two legislators. St. Louis Public Radio reports that Parson is trying to link the issues to boost the chances the Senate will oust State Democrat Maria Chappelle Nadal for her Facebook post, where she hoped for President Trump's assassination.
I have no desire to sit in the same chamber with an elected official who has called for the assassination of the President of the United States. But if my colleagues are comfortable with this, that is their decision to make.
Governor Eric Greitens and other Republicans have also called for GOP Representative Warren Love to step down over his Facebook post, which read people who vandalized a Confederate statue should be hung from a tall tree with a long rope. The owner of the Broadway Columbia Hotel is asking the city for over $2 million in funding for a downtown addition. Director of the City Convention and Visitors Bureau, Amy Schneider, said the proposed addition to the Broadway Hotel will attract more visitors. The Columbia Missourian reports that hotel owner David Parmley wants to open a second tower on the lot behind the existing East Walnut Street Hotel, which is currently occupied by a vacant office building and a parking lot. Parmley said the estimated $20 million addition wouldn't be feasible without the city funds and other sources. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.